Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast and radio show. We are live here on Blog Talk Radio this beautiful Wednesday morning, and we are excited to do another interview of a dynamic businesswoman. Really excited to hear about what our guest this afternoon, Maya Gatti, has to share with us. She has some great information for all you coaches out there. How do you create an amazing client experience? Because you know, when the client has a great experience with you, then that is when they continue to come back. That is when they become your praise singers, right? And they spread the word about working with you. And that's what you want. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Her name is Maya Gatti, and she is a business coach and mentor for women coaches, leadership coaches, life coaches, business coaches, who own their own coaching firm or coaching practice. She shows her clients how to do their best work with their most ideal clients by giving them the structure and accountability they need to create and deliver a transformative signature program. Before starting her business in 2011, she sold online programs, taught online classes, and created online curriculum for corporate and academia. Over the last 9 years, Maya has helped over 300 coaches create purposeful and profitable signature programs online. And that is a gold mine, coaches. If you do not have that already available, that is something you should look into doing. And Maya is going to help us today with that. Maya, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to be on.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you here. We, as you know, we are here to support women in business, women entrepreneurs who are dynamic in what need help or need support or just need to know all those little extra things that can help them be overwhelmingly successful in their business. So let's just get into the interview here. I always like to ask our guests, what drove them to become, we heard a little bit of your technical background, what you did in your coaching practice prior and selling signature programs online. What drove you to become a business coach and mentor to other business women? Why is that something you've always been interested in, or what kind of led you down that path?
That's just a good question. I think that it really just evolved in my business. It became so versus me wanting to be that. I definitely always wanted to lead. So I can remember when I was a little girl and I was super competitive with middle school science projects and the whole nine, right, all the way through school and then into college as well. So I think there was like a leadership kind of focus for me and something that I always wanted to do. But when I got into business, I really just wanted to use my skill set, which, as you mentioned, was around technology, helping women on the back end of their business, and really helping more with the technical aspects of building an online program. And I stuck around, kept going for it, and started to have some success in online business. And so I started to show others what I was up to. That's really how it came to be.
That's awesome. I like that. Kind of date it back to a little bit of competition in school. That's funny how a lot of leaders start out that way, you know, being leaders in high school or in elementary school even. Well, let's talk about what it is that you have an impact, or you help coaches and other consultants have a true impact with their clients and their client experience, and that just makes their clients sing their praises. So how do you measure impact?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really about knowing what you want your goals to be. At the end of the day, it's not necessarily about an arbitrary number or about industry standards or anything like that. it's really more so about what is it, what's going to make you happy, what are your goals, whether that's numbers goals, clients goals, that kind of thing. And so for me, the way that I measure impact is I want to make sure that I'm excited about the work I do every day. I want to make sure that, yes, I'm hitting my numbers goals, but also that my clients and their clients are hitting the results that they want. So it's really focused around results, customizing for me, and really just enjoying the work, I suppose.
That's great. So that's what you help then your clients when you're teaching them how to work with their clients. That is, I'm assuming what you're helping them to do is establish a way to measure how good their impact is with their clients.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Awesome. Why do you love helping your clients with their client experience? Too many clients in this. What makes you passionate? Why do you love helping the coaches that you consult with improve their client experience?
So I would say, you know, what's been really a driving force for me is putting together programs that are really going to get results for my clients. And typically I'm working with clients who are working with those who are consumers, right? So I know there's, of course, B2B, business to business. And then my clients typically focus on average, everyday people who are looking to shift something in their lives, whether that's their dating life or their weight or their career, whatever it might be. And so I really feel like the biggest thing is we want people to enjoy programs and enjoy working with us, but also that when they came to us, they actually got the results. And perhaps something beyond what they originally thought they were going to get. So I think that's why it's so much of a focus on that in particular.
Now, do you focus on helping them set up learning experiences or online, mostly on an online situation, like with, say, Kajabi or one of these other learning platforms, or do you work with them one-to-one to help them do programs that they're going to do face-to-face with their clients?
Great question. So mostly it is an online program of some sort. Sometimes it's a hybrid, meaning that our focal point is pretty much always the online program, whether that's a workshop or a class or a longer program for the course of the year, perhaps a mastermind. It's typically focused online. But a lot of my clients have hybrids, meaning they might have a retreat in person or they might have a quarterly commitment to be in person somewhere. So that is certainly tied into what we do, but it's focused on online work.
Got it. That's really such a dynamic way to deliver information, I'm finding, to our clients, to anyone really, because online, especially over this last year, right? Because a lot of those face-to-face, you know, in-person events had to, you know, be put on the back burner. Now, obviously, there's a lot of moving parts to running this type of a business where you are helping someone to develop the online platform, to market the online platform. There's just a lot of little details that have to be done. And I know with my working with entrepreneurs, it's difficult to track all of those details, all of those moving parts. So how do you organize yourself and your business or even your new brainstorms that you get for new products and services? What's your tips to organize?
Oh, that's such a good question. Much needed for all of us, right, in all phases of business, no matter where your program is or otherwise. So I think there's two main things. So I like to have a container for my week and for my month. So my container looks like I have an expert date, typically at the beginning of my week, where I really run through all my financials, check in. It's actually, you can find it at myagatti.com/expert date. It's totally free to get it. I think you just actually click the link. I don't even think you need to sign up to check it out. But it's the questions that I use during my expert date to make sure that I'm getting really thorough information, feedback, and really reviewing what happened in the previous week. I like to capstone my week with kind of a final check-in of, it's called Friday Ever Done. And so it's something I got from the Life Coach School, actually. One of my clients raved about it. And so I started doing that as well. And it's just an opportunity to check in with yourself at the very end of a week. And the other thing I like to do in terms of containers is have the last week of the month off. So I'm still around. I will take emails and reply to messages occasionally, that kind of thing, but I don't have any client calls. So that last week of the month is really admin for me, an opportunity to wind down and reflect before I start the next month. The other thing I do in terms of tools is I use Todoist. We've used Monday.com a lot in the past, and sometimes when I work one-to-one with folks and it's a larger project, like we're doing the entire program full scale from start to finish, Monday.com is our go-to to collaborate with various team members and our clients. But Todoist is perfect for every day. Right now I'm focused on one-to-one mentorship and workshops. So that works out really well. I also use ActiveCampaign for my email list, Stripe for processing, MoonClerk for easy recurring payments and or customized payments. So there's a few things that I love to use that have been really helpful for me to just be able to reflect on what I want, what I've done, where I'm going, what's next, and also just the everyday things that we need to get done as well.
I love that. I love that. And you're gracious enough to share a lot of those resources for anyone who wants to. And I'm also going to repeat all of this information on how to stay connected with Maya at the end as we wrap up in a little bit, but you will find all of the links to go to her website as well as her social media to stay connected on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show page under this show. And so you'll be able to connect there, just follow those links. But on her website, when you go to her website, she has a great resources page. And she, you know, basically is showing you what she's doing by giving you these different links and the different things that she uses. And that helps as well. So our listeners can take advantage of that and connect with you online as well as go and see those recommendations that you have, which I think is really great. I think I'm going to use that idea and give you a complimentary copy.
Thank you. Yeah, I would love to have. Yeah, super cool. It's always good. I like resources too. I think gives you like an idea of kind of how that person thinks, and it gives you a resource for, you know, whatever it is you're visiting in for. So it's nice to have.
Yeah, and you know what? There's so many. I find that there's so many new programs and apps, and it just grows daily. And every now and then you're going to find one that's going to work a little bit better for you and your style of business than another one. And so being exposed to them all is excellent. So thank you for putting that up there on your what I recommend page on your MayaGetty.com.
Absolutely.
Wonderful information there. Now, how have you changed the lives of your clients? Obviously, one way is based on what we just talked about is helping them to organize, because I find, so as a brain lady, and my Brain Lady Speaks radio show, you can always check that out for the listeners who haven't listened to that one. I talk a lot about brain strengths and brain gifts. And one of the beautiful gifts of the entrepreneur, they have identified the home of entrepreneurialism in the front right quadrant of the brain. And so we use those who are serial entrepreneurs, they will oftentimes utilize this portion of their brain the best. Well, the portion of the brain that tracks all of the details, all of the nitty gritty in and ins and outs of business would take place in the opposite portion of the brain that is the most labor intensive for us to use. So it helps when we can have someone who has experience like yourself and has been there, has built something to help us to pave the way and create better businesses based on finding out what you don't know, because you don't know what you don't know. So Maya, when you've worked with your clients, how have you helped them to find those things out? How have you changed their lives or their businesses when they've worked with you?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really about tuning into what you're already doing typically. I'm going to get a little woo here, but it is typically about tuning into what you're already doing, your natural rhythm, your behaviors, your patterns, those kinds of things. I think that there is so much opportunity, especially now, right, online, to go in various directions and offline as well. So I think it's about being really clear on, again, coming back to what your goal is and zoning in on that, right? So, for example, if your focus is really to increase the number of people in your online workshop, for example, but you're focused on your website or you're focused on this other thing, or maybe this might work. But really, at the end of the day, you simply want 5 more people in your workshop by the end of the month, then really asking yourself what it is that you need to do to really make sure that your clients have a great experience with you, your current clients, right, that you have even a simple system. A lot of times when we sit down and think through what it is that we would want to experience and what we're already doing with our clients, that's a great start to our system. So making sure that's in place, but then also focusing in on the main goal, which is to bring in additional clients so you can really help and support and take them to the next phase as well.
I love it. I love it. It sounds like you really break down with your clients the nuances of their business. Can you give us an example of someone that you worked with? You don't have to name names, but, you know, someone that you've worked with, perhaps that you've helped them to either transform their business or increase the financial profitability of their business based on working with you?
Certainly, yeah. And I actually do have this at my client praise page on my website. We'll add some more as we go. But there's a few kind of featured testimonials on that page. So you can actually see a few videos and a few written testimonials as well. But one person is Eden Croft, and she's the founder of A Prosper in Beauty. And so we've worked together several times over the years to create something. So we've created a workshop together. She went through my original Launch Your Class program and has launched some classes from that. She also worked to create a YouTube channel. And so over the years, it's been awesome to see what she's been able to do. She started out very part-time and simply just wanted her ebook to sell. I'll never forget. She had an ebook up and she'd done all the things. She'd taken this course. It was through this platform and she's just like, it's just not working. And of course I could look at it and say, do these few things and, you know, you'll start to get your first few sales. This is a long time ago. But we've evolved since then, certainly. And now she also works with clients one-to-one. Typically when she sends out a call or an offer for one-to-one via her newsletter, she gets new bookings all the time. And one of my favorite things is that she has a pretty much evergreen, so I'm not saying she won't ever have to update it, but an evergreen funnel, or simply put, just a way for people to come and buy her how to create a conditioner for your hair. So she, of course, is a beauty person, a chemist, or works with chemistry and, you know, creating beauty products with her clients, and really has just created a business that is her own that she's able to use to really help support her family. So I just love that story.
Yeah, I'm taking a look as Maya's talking. I keep going to her website and checking out the different things she's talking about. So I really highly suggest you do that as well. It's Maya Gaddy. .com. So MayaGaddie.com. And again, the link is on the show page. But I found Eden here, and she said that she was able to implement week by week, step by step with accountability. And I think that is huge. Having a coach on your board of advisors, so to speak, I like to call it, or a consultant that is going, or even just a mastermind or a group of people where you are held accountable, that creates a lot of action in your business because you are sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, I have to contact with this other person, whether it's a coach, by the end of the week. And I said I'd get these things done. And if I don't get them done, right? So it gives you an accountability. Is that part of what you agree with and or provide with your clients?
It is part of it. So that particular kind of accountability is normally in the container. So when I put a workshop on or even a community gathering or offering in that way, I really am kind of helping you hold your own feet to the fire, so to speak, and make sure that you get your work done or you make progress. So that's why I love those live workshops that I do, because as long as you're in attendance, right, you show up for yourself, you get a lot done, typically more than you think, and you get to see some of those initial results pretty early on. I'll also say, depending on what phase of business you're in, the accountability really becomes more about looking back to what your behaviors are, what your patterns are, if you have an assistant, right, if you have a team, and really figuring out, maybe you've been doing some things that aren't working for you. How can we still make sure you get the job done, do it joyfully as much as possible, but really kind of tune into what your natural habits and patterns are? Yeah.
I like that. I like that. And then refine them and make them work for you instead of work against you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you mentioned a live workshop. Is this something you do on a regular basis, that if someone who is listening in would like to connect with you over, would they be able to do that?
Yeah. So I have another one coming up in July, July 17th, actually. And it's really all about helping you figure out how to bring more people to your online workshop. So it's a workshop about a workshop, so to speak. And that's actually the name of it. That's what I'm currently selling it under. I've kind of gone through the first few iterations of it. And so it's about, you know, if you already have something that you do with your clients, or you even work one-to-one with clients, right, but you have a particular expertise, it's about putting together an online workshop, which is often the first piece that I do with clients. And sometimes we come back to that. if they need to bring in additional clients, kind of generate more people in terms of the most aligned clients who are really going to get a lot of benefit out of their workshop. So the workshops are typically over the weekend, and sometimes smaller ones are like half days. But it's really about you making sure that you know how to fill your workshop and how to repeat that process and how to continue to improve filling your workshop. I think a lot of times, and what I love to see is when people just kind of hop on and they do their workshop. They didn't reach out necessarily for a coach or that kind of thing. I think that helps you learn really quickly. You make a few mistakes, but you learn kind of what your natural flow is, and also, you know, how to, oh, I got some people in my workshop. Great. And you can repeat that process. So this workshop, about the workshop, is really about helping you make sure you know how to grow using what you already have, and just really scale and optimize what's existing.
I love it. I love it, because that's oftentimes one of the big challenges, is getting butts in the seats, so to speak, getting people to actually come and attend, and how to, once you, if you've got a dynamic product or service or personality or whatever, that you know, if people would be able to hear you and see you, they would engage with you. But sometimes that's the challenge, is just getting them there.
Absolutely.
So
that's
awesome. Well, you've provided our listeners with a lot of great tips that they can tap into and that they can glean from this call, as well as just getting to know who you are and what you do. So help the listeners again, repeat. I kind of mentioned things earlier, but how can they get in contact with you or stay in touch with you?
Absolutely. So I'm Maya Gaddie everywhere, M-A-Y-A-G-A-D-D-I-E. And you can also find me at mayagaddie.com. MayaGetty.com. Of course, there are resources and also a simple contact page where you can reach out should you have questions or simply want to connect about the next phase of your online program.
I love it. I love it. Well, Maddie, thank you so much for being on the program today. Your presence was wonderful, and I appreciate you sharing your gems with our audience.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And if you would like to connect more with Maddie, of course, she just gave you the contact information, as well as you can check out the show page for this podcast. If you like what you hear and you want other people to be able to access that resource list that Maddie has, which is wonderful, by the way. She has a download, you guys. It's really comprehensive. It's amazing. Be sure to go there and get it. Go to her website to get that download, but also follow us on Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast, as well as our page or our website, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Remember, that's all plural, Women Entrepreneurs with a S, extraordinaire.com. You can check out resources there. You can also, for $25 a year, you can get into our membership directory, which gives you all kinds of SEO benefits, so you can cross-link to your website or your social media or wherever it is that you want to go. So be sure to check out the website, join our, like the Facebook group page or the Facebook page, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, join our Facebook group. We're over 1,000 members there. We at first Tuesday of every month, we do a virtual networking. So anyone can tap into that from anywhere in the world. We've had individuals from other countries tap in. So be sure to join and follow so that you can be able to come rub elbows with a bunch of other dynamic women entrepreneurs and share your brilliance. Be sure to like this show page and share it out so other people can meet and hear more about Maya as well. All right, everyone, until next week, I would like for you to all connect with us, smile, be happy, and simply enjoy every moment.